BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. More people that go slightly mad for 5 minutes after they break up. Chris's new game, which involves going through my tweets from years ago. Oh, good. And Real or No Real with Greg James from Radio 1's Academy in Norwich. Really enjoyed filling in for Grimmy on The Breakfast Show last week, but it's good also to be back on in the afternoon. Thank you to Matt Edmondson for looking after things. Hey, we're off to Norwich later.
Very excited, away day.
And we are getting the train with Nick Grimshaw.
Yes.
You know about this?
Yes, I've heard.
Yeah. He's like, I'll meet you at radio. It's like, just say Radio 1. He always says at radio. I'll meet you at the radio. It's like, you do the breakfast show at the radio.
What, you're having a go at the way he, his sentences?
Yeah, just say, I'll meet you at work, or I'll meet you at Radio 1, not at the radio.
He's annoyed you already.
This trip doesn't bode well. It's just a bit weird. So I'm looking forward to it, actually. Yes. Lads on tour.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it going to turn into a scene from The Hangover, do you think? It's going to be a big one tonight, and someone goes missing, and...
I don't think so. We've got a couple of things to host tomorrow, including this show at the Radio 1 Academy. So I'm not planning on an escalation of events.
Okay, fine.
But you never know, do you?
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC. Radio 1.
When in Norwich.
Tiger in the bedroom, that kind of thing.
Also, he's been on holiday, so he's all kind of like, yeah, let's go out. It's a Monday night.
He's excited.
He's excited because it's like a school trip for us. Right, so track of the day today is Robin Schultz. You're thinking, who? Yeah, you know him. He was on that Lily Wood song, Prayer and Sea. That was him. And also a huge remix of Waves, Mr. Probs, the one that everyone played, the one that was a massive hit. That was him too. This has got Jasmine Thompson on it, and she is 13 years old. I loved what Grimmy was saying earlier, actually. It's like, everyone always goes like, wow, she's only 13. He was going... Yeah, but if you can sing, doesn't matter how old you are, does it? And he's got a point. Your voice doesn't get, like, any better just because you're older.
Mm.
But everyone's like, and they're only 11 years old. It's like, yeah, they're just getting on with it. They just discovered they can sing earlier than a lot of other people. So this girl, Jasmine, she is 13 and she's got, like, 80 million views across her songs and covers that she's done on YouTube. And last week, Robin Schultz, he's one of those DJs that likes to... likes to put a lot of kind of envy-inducing photos on Facebook and Instagram. A bit like Martin Garrix, where you just look and think, I'm a bit jealous of your life. Mm. Last week, Robin Schultz DJ'd in Mexico and just a casual photo of himself in a four-poster beach bed hammock there on his Facebook.
Yes,
he's living the dream.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend, Norwich.
Big weekend is coming to Norwich. It's getting really exciting now. It feels real. So we're going to be at Big Weekend on the 23rd of May. But before that, we're going to do the Radio 1 Academy again. It's happening right now. We go to the host city of Big Weekend and we put on a week of Q&As and workshops and events and, you know, stuff to kind of maybe give you a bit of a leg up in your career as well. And there's a live lounge happening in Fernshow from the Academy every day. If you're in Norwich, come hang out. If it isn't easy for you to get to, just have a look at the Radio 1 website. A lot of the sessions and stuff that we're doing are on the website. Jack and Dean have been down there. Getting started in vlogging has been their thing. Also, Alice Levine's been down there. And Greg is doing a week-long stint in Norwich starting today. Good afternoon, Greg.
Good afternoon to you all. It's going really well so far, only sort of a couple of days into it. But this venue, you know, obviously it's different every year, but this feels very, very different. It's a completely different venue, really big venue this time.
Right.
And it's got some good stuff over the next week or so. I mean, Sigma and Mr. Jam are doing a session. There's people like Jim Chapman coming down here to do some YouTube stuff. We've got Jesse Ware doing a live lounge, loads of stuff. And you were just saying that everyone, all the Radio 1, the whole circus is coming to town tomorrow.
Yeah. The whole family is coming, so... So we're getting the train with Grimmy later, and Fern's on her way as well. So we're all going to be
on
there
the train?
Tomorrow.
On
the, I don't know.
Is she driving? I reckon she's driving the train.
Oh, she loves to drive. Oh, is she driving the train? That would be awesome. What?
All aboard!
How was the... I actually missed it. I'm going to listen back. The Low in the Atlantis live lounge.
Really good. It was very, very. It's in this big room, but they sort of curtain off a little area to make it intimate for the live lounge. And then they invited a few very lucky Lowland Atlantis fans in to watch it from the balcony above. And it was great. A great start to the week. And then tomorrow there's going to be one with Nothing But Thieves, then Jesse Ware, then Maccabees on Thursday, and then Ella Eyre on Friday. It's going to be a really good. There's stuff all throughout the day. And then we'll sort of round everything off from 4 till 7 and have some special surprises as well. For example, tomorrow, I'm quite looking forward to the interview that I'm doing with you.
Yes. Yes, I've only just found this out.
We're going to do in-depth interview tomorrow.
Is it going to be really in-depth, though?
Yeah, I'm really going to go for it. It's going to be like one of those Piers Morgan life stories.
Will I cry?
When I finish.
That would be ideal. Is it no holds barred?
No holds barred.
Yeah, it is, but it's sort of a celebration of Scott Mills.
That's kind of weird. I'm not dead.
I've done one of these with Scott before, and it was fascinating. And yeah. I mean, it really is worth digging deep to get to the core of what makes Scott Mills Scott Mills.
Yeah,
Don't write me off just yet.
We're not writing you off, love. We're celebrating it.
Celebrating the wonderful life.
Thank you.
Yeah, the life and times of a radio legend.
He was beautiful.
Radio legend.
I'm making a montage and we're putting Adele music all over it to make you cry.
Can't wait. So we're doing that tomorrow. I'm also hosting a Q&A tomorrow called A Day in the Life of Nick Grimshaw. Sick. So that's happening.
Wow.
Get up at 5 a.m, hang out with Rita Ora, the end.
No, see you tomorrow.
No, it's more of the same tomorrow. No. It's going to be about what goes into making the breakfast show. So there's loads of amazing, like, different things happening. If you maybe want to get into vlogging, or you want to get into TV or music or radio or film and gaming, there's all these guides online. Go to the Radio 1 website. You don't have to be in Norwich to be part of this. And you are doing your show from there, the 1st of 5 this afternoon from 4 o'clock.
Yes, and we've just done a session. I was like the teacher in this session where we put a load of people in there. There's about 20 people and they were all making a going home song, and one of them will get picked to be played on today's show.
That's a great idea.
These people have been locked in a room and I just went in to check up and see how they were doing. They went, we hate this song so much, because they're editing it together.
They're having fun then.
They're having a great time. They're having BBC fun.
Also, I just found out that we are going to repeat the Lowland Atlantis live lounge after 2 p.m. if you missed it. Greg, we'll speak to you a bit later on from the Academy.
And we'll see. Oh, yeah, we'll see you later. Am I doing Real No Real with you?
Yes, you are. Just after 3:30. You know,
I'll be back for that then.
Thanks, Dan. The Scott Mills Daily. Chris just asked me what happened to the latest Meghan Trainor single. Yeah, that's probably quite a sore point in her house right now.
Just feels like it's been brushed under the carpet.
No, it's not that good, is it? That was Lips Are Moving. That's one of the good ones. And All About That Bass, that was good. That was really good.
Yeah, really good.
That was Meghan Trainor on BBC Radio 1. We're going to Norwich.
Very excited.
It's going to be good. And tomorrow, she's going to be doing some stuff, a couple of Q&As at the Academy. So we've managed to, I don't know how, but we've managed to secure her for Innuendo Bingo. We persuaded her to do it. Leona Lewis.
This is great. I'm very excited for this. I've never met Leona Lewis. Very excited.
Leona Lewis is playing Innuendo Bingo tomorrow at 1:45. And another good thing to mention, we're going to be playing it with her and about 20 other people in the Academy.
Chaos.
So this is going to be something you'll be able to watch tomorrow later on. Mm. We're going to film it. But it kind of... en masse Innuendo Bingo, headed up by you and Leona tomorrow afternoon at 1:45. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, let's speak to one of our listeners, Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hello.
Scott Mills here. How are you doing?
I'm brilliant. How are you doing?
I'm good, but I'm a bit stressed.
Oh, God, why?
Because we're about to play a game, and I don't know what it is, and I don't like being not in control, especially on my show.
No pressure then. Okay, right. Okay.
We thought it'd be quite fun to get one of our listeners involved so you can play along with us.
Thank you.
What's I don't know why you're being on? So frosty about this, Mills. It's fine. It's a fun game to play.
What does it involve?
That doesn't sound very convincing.
Exactly.
Okay, well, here's the deal. So you might not be aware of this, Scott, but over your lifetime on Twitter, you've sent 22,000 tweets. In fact, you've sent over 22,000 tweets.
No way.
Yeah, that's a lot of tweets, right?
Yeah.
But... there's obviously a record of these tweets somewhere. They're all there to be seen. If you really wanted to, we could publish all 22,000 of them in a book. Is that actually not the worst idea?
You can't go back that far, though, can you?
You can. You
can. You?
If you look hard enough and you've got enough time on your hands.
Oh, which you obviously have.
You can
do some work.
You can go find them. Okay, so I've gone back quite far on your Twitter. I think I could go further, but I've gone as far as 2010.
Can you see why I don't like this now, Jen?
Yeah, I'd be worried if someone looked at mine, quite frankly.
Exactly.
What I've done is I've got some of your old tweets voiced up by the voice of Scott Mills that we use generally when you're away.
Oh, this is the voice that you always use and you think it sounds like me?
Exactly like you.
Hello, I'm the voice of Scott Mills.
Not though.
See? Same.
So, yeah, exactly the same. Exactly the same.
Exactly, Jen. So, yeah. What's incredible is when you look back at your old tweets, some of them were well sassy.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, I think because you had less followers, you didn't care so much about what you were writing.
I think you're right, and I think that maybe I'm a little bit more restrained these days.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Have you got any examples?
Yes, I have.
October 9th, 2010.
Oh.
I would actually rather go out on any other night of the week apart from Saturday. Everywhere is full of idiots.
Oh, I was, wasn't I?
See, it's quite sassy.
Wonder where you were.
Look, here's more sass.
The amount of limousines with orange girls in tonight in London is unbelievable.
I actually remember when it was when I wrote
these. These were the tweets that you used to write.
Yeah, I've got quite boring now, haven't I?
Yeah, you've sold out a little bit now.
Do you want me to get back involved?
Yeah, you shouldn't toe the corporate line so much.
Well, I think probably I should.
This next one, I can only assume you were having a difficult day shopping.
Sure.
Brent Cross. It's no Westfield. It's like I'm in 1979.
It is a bit, though.
And I was looking through these tweets, and, I mean, generally you can kind of work out what was going on. You were either in an angry mood on a night out, that kind of thing.
That happens a lot.
But this next one was one that really confused me.
September 29th, 2010. Me and Jason didn't plan our matching jackets.
Hey.
Yeah,
who's Jason?
Well, that's what I mean. It's hard. Well, you're going through your Twitter, and every now and then there'll be a random one like that.
I can't help you there.
Can't work out what's going on. Yeah. So who's Jason?
I don't know.
Because it's not an old
Derulo.
Could be, Jen. It's not.
I would not have
Jason,
the.
I know.
I would never have the same matching jacket as Jason Derulo. No, we've got completely different style.
Yeah, Jason Donovan probably then.
Possibly.
Well, that's exactly the point in this game. So I set your team out to go and research this, find out exactly what would be going on. Who Jason is, and it turns out it is Jason Donovan, and it was when you were on the National Lottery.
All right!
Which makes sense.
Awkward.
Makes sense now, doesn't it?
Oh, and I didn't remember, that's really bad.
So do we see the game in this? We're going to go through some of your tweets, try figure out the backstory.
Am I playing this game?
Kind of. It's like a game that you're playing, but it's also about you.
The best kind.
The Scott Mills Daily.
About to do a game which I'm not that keen on.
And okay.
It's not got a name, has it?
We haven't got a name for it, actually. If we want to do this again and again, we should think of a name.
We don't want to do it again and again. Okay, crack on, please. It's about my tweets and what they were about back in the day. And our listener, Jen, is on the line. Hi, Jen.
Heya.
Everyone seems keener on this game than I am.
Right, Jen, so we're just going to hear some of the old school tweets from Scott Mills. He's sent 22,000 in total. We've gone through the history of his Twitter to find some of his more, I don't know, confusing tweets. Between me and you, Jen, we're going to work out what was going on.
Okay, no problem, no pressure.
September 23rd, 2010. Okay, I'm home. That was horrendous. Like a rubbish sitcom.
Oh, well, that could be anything.
It could be, and that's where the game begins.
Oh, well, no, what's this?
Oh, God. Working with Chris?
Oh, that's harsh on me. That's a bit of sass you throw my way.
What would be like a rubbish sitcom?
A rubbish sitcom.
A lot of my life would be quite a rubbish sitcom.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
So not narrowing it down.
No, really not.
Someone you need to go out with?
Could be. It sounds like look at your face.
Yes?
It sounds like it could be you've gone out with some of your celebrity friends, okay? Hence the sort of the sitcom thing. Something's kicked off. You've done something, right? But something's annoyed you and you've left early. Because that's what you always do on a night out. You'll generally sneak off, especially if you're surrounded with work colleagues.
Yeah, I don't say goodbye. I just Houdini it.
off.
I'm thinking this could be about the Radio 1 Christmas party. Although,
often like a rubbish sitcom.
Although it wasn't, although it was in September.
Oh, I don't know. Jen, any ideas?
No, with your life, it could be anything. With
I know.
Sitcom.
Well, do you, I mean,
it just doesn't narrow it down.
Try and, if you imagine the life of Scott Mills, Jen, what do you think it could be? Let's imagine Scott Mills on a night out.
In September.
Surrounded by some other famouses. What do you reckon's happened?
Anything involving wine.
Yeah.
That's usually given. Spray tan.
Oh, Jen, I think I've got it.
Right, okay.
I'm just thinking of the most famous scene from a sitcom, and for me, it's that one, you know, in Friends where Ross goes and gets a spray tan?
Yes, he stands, he gets a double up.
Yeah, yeah.
He had like a 40 or something by accident.
Mm.
Yeah, and then he gets another one. He ends up massively tanned. This could have been, it could have been a tanning disaster.
Darling.
Scott. That's what it could have been. In fact, I'm almost certain that this is probably what it is.
It probably was.
Well, the point of this game, Mills, is surely you must remember the stuff that you've tweeted about. I mean, something must jog your memory there.
It was 5 years ago. Yeah, a lot of my life is like a bad sitcom.
It's all there on Twitter.
So do you know what this is?
I don't know.
But apparently someone's going to hold up a clue now. Piano. How do you... Have they been doing research?
Yes. Oh, yeah, everyone's been busy on this game.
Well, okay, what's the piano?
Piano, yes, I do know what this is. Do you remember... I do remember.
Oh, no.
Do you remember when your friend John needed to move a piano?
Oh, God.
And if I remember right, you were asked to help.
Yes.
But actually what you did is you just called me. And I ended up coming round and moving the piano, and you did very little.
I remember this now. I helped a bit.
Did you?
I was like the manager. I kind of oversaw it.
Yes, that's
while
why
you were like shoving this piano out.
We had to move it through an alleyway and stuff.
Yeah, moving a piano through the alleyway at night in the pouring rain.
It brings it all back now.
It was like a rubbish sitcom. I'm glad we worked that one out. That would have annoyed me.
All right.
Next one.
October 2010. I've just seen Sally Traffic off of Radio 2 attempt a pole dance.
Okay, I know this one.
This is great.
I know everything about this one.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's up to you two to guess now.
Right. So, Jen, where would Scott Mills have been? Where he? I mean, you're familiar with Sally Traffic, right?
I am indeed. She's a very helpful lady.
She does the traffic on two.
Yes. Okay. Where would you have seen her on a pole? That's not Christmas party, I hope.
No, it's I can't even work out where this would be because sort of those kind of clubs aren't really your bag, Mills. And the idea that you would have been on a night out with Sally Traffic at one is even more confusing. But maybe she's a bad influence.
No, it's not like...
Oh, you think it's in the privacy of home?
Why would she be dancing in a pole in my home?
She might have a portable one.
I wouldn't put it faster, to be honest.
I've heard of people who have that. Jen, I've heard of people who have that. People, they've got portable poles. House parties.
I don't have one.
No. You don't have one, no?
No, no, of course not. No.
I bet you do.
No need.
So what was this, where I was watching Sally Traffic on a pole?
It sounds
attempting
like...
a pole dance.
It sounds like something that might have been for Comic Relief.
I hope so. And you've done
you've done a fair few things for Comic Relief, so perhaps it was something like that. Jen, have you got any idea what must have been going on?
I'm just trying to get the idea out of my head, quite frankly.
Yeah, she was wearing a lot of leather as well.
Was she?
Yeah.
I think it was a night out in a pub round here. Things have escalated, and then you've ended up at Sally Traffic's house.
How does that happen? Oh, by the way, would you like to come back to my house now and see me pole dance?
Yeah, but nights escalate, and it must be the same with famouses. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but worse, they just get really out of hand very quickly. That's probably just normal for her. I reckon in public.
Well, Jen, you're absolutely right. It was a party with the lot from Radio 2, and they know how to have it.
It's always the quiet one.
Yeah.
Is that what happened? There was a Radio 2 party.
Yeah, and there was a pole there and Sally Traffic got on it.
Oh, wow.
Tell you, they're wild over there. Jen, thank you so much for being on our game.
Oh, thank you very much. It's made my birthday perfect.
It's your birthday?
Yeah, it's everyone's birthday lately, but it is indeed.
Yeah, it seems like all of our callers at the moment, it's their birthday. Are you making it up?
I think they're lying.
No, promise not.
Ah, right, okay. So you're not just saying it's your birthday to get special treatment.
No,
promise, but I've got a ploughman's waiting.
Sure.
What? I think
that's one.
I think this, this is what people do, though, in restaurants now, isn't it? Pretend it's your birthday. Yeah. I think this is what callers are doing now. Everyone's saying it's their birthday.
I've done it loads.
I haven't even mentioned it in the pub. I'll see what I can get. I'll let you know.
Thanks for being on, Jen.
Thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
And love you, bye, to the voice of Scott Mills.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Off to Norwich tonight for our school trip, ahead of Ready One's big weekend. Is it going to be like Mark Wright's stag do?
Well, I don't know, but I mean...
We've seen some of the pictures of that.
I haven't got shirts made like they did for this Norwich trip. We should have, actually. That would have been nice.
Yeah. Some of the pictures of that are like, wow.
Have you seen the little videos that keep going up? I don't know if they're meant to go up. It's one of those things. They've done it at the time, probably gone next morning.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. See, I'm not a fan of the periscoping. I'll tell you why. Because every time I'm in front of a camera, I like to be, one, prepared, and two, a bit sober.
Periscope's a funny thing, isn't it? So Periscope's this app where you can just suddenly start broadcasting from wherever you are. Turns your phone into a webcam.
Yeah. There was a brilliant one recently, which we saw, which was Professor Green and Millie McIntosh waiting for their bags just at the bag carousel at the airport.
Yeah.
And she just looked so unimpressed that he was filming. But she does a lot, to be honest.
I mean, I do this every now and then. I venture onto
Periscope.
I up Periscope. It's generally after a bit of a night out.
Yeah, see, that's not good for me. I don't want to do that.
And it's always tricky because you've got to write a little subject title for your live stream, and it's always whatever I'm doing. And I look back at all of them. My one is always like nuggets.
Yeah.
Just where I'm eating nuggets.
Does anyone watch yours?
I mean, a few. A handful of people. And that's rude. I take offence to that.
If it's just someone like, you know, I suppose it is. I think the beauty of it is that you're just doing everyday things.
Yes.
But we did say a while back, if during the show someone has upped Periscope and is broadcasting on the internet, Lily Allen does it quite a lot at the moment, do let us know about it, because, you know, I don't want to miss out on what is could be potential gold.
Grimmy did a cracking one a few weeks back that I managed to catch about 2 a.m.
Go on.
It was with a few friends, just rolling around in bed. It was brilliant to see.
Was that before he lost his voice?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Awful timing, that. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hi, Scott, it's Craig.
Craig, where are you today?
I'm from sunny Sussex.
And what's going on?
So, I'm calling. On Friday, you started that story about funny things you do after a breakup, and I had a bit of a story myself.
This is when we were doing Friday's breakfast show in for Grimmy, and we were talking about the weird things you do directly after you've split up with somebody. You have, like, a little funny 5 minutes where you think you're perfectly fine, but your friends think you're not.
Yeah, I went quite weird. I remember... After one particular breakup, I took up fishing.
You met a man in a car park.
Yeah, I had to go meet a man in a car park, sort of just outside of Windsor.
A guy that you'd met online?
Met him online, and he taught me how to fish.
Yeah.
I also visited the War Cabinet Rooms and did a tour of Wembley Stadium.
Mm. Yeah. A lot of people got tattoos or went skydiving.
Yeah.
That seemed to be very popular on Friday. So you had a funny 5 minutes after splitting up with someone.
Yeah, it was more of a funny 3 days.
Oh, wow.
We split up, and basically she didn't like fajitas, so I wasn't really able to eat fajitas.
She didn't like fajitas?
No, who doesn't like fajitas?
I know, I mean, I would have had to end it there, to be honest.
Mm, that should have been sorted out at the start.
It was a serious thought, I won't lie.
Someone told me once on a date that they didn't eat pizza, and that was a deal breaker.
Wow.
Or pizza, or a certain flavour of pizza.
Any pizza? I'm not going to go out with you, am I? It's ridiculous. How can you not have pizza?
So you had a tricky relationship.
Yeah, well, that was quite tough. Everything else was pretty good, but the fajitas was a bit of a sore subject.
Well, why can't you eat fajitas, even if she doesn't want to?
Oh, yeah, it's a hassle, isn't it, cooking two separate dinners?
Yeah, see what you mean, Craig.
And it's just, it's too much. It was too much, so yeah.
So what happened?
So we broke up. And I kind of thought, well, it's my chance. So I ate pretty much nothing but fajitas for like 3 days.
We gorged yourself on fajitas.
Yeah, I don't really like them anymore.
Were you frying in anger? You were sort of walking in anger, were you?
Yeah, I was sort of singing, "Don't walk back in anger."
And did you have it like all over your face, like all the sour cream, all the guacamole?
Oh, yeah, too right. It was absolutely everywhere.
In a proper break-up way. You know, like when people just, like, have a glass of wine and just cry.
Yeah, don't shower for 3 days.
Yeah, your break-up was just, like, fajitas all over your face.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was me. Unfortunately, that was me. And yeah, now I don't really eat fajitas, so that's lesson learned, I suppose.
Can I ask, was it the lady that ended the relationship or yourself?
It was the lady.
Right, yeah, okay. Well, that's why you did it then.
As well. I found out over Facebook as well. So.
Oh, gutted.
Did you put pictures up on Facebook of you smashing fajitas?
No, but I probably should have in hindsight.
Mm. You wanted revenge, so you got involved. You probably bought one of the kits, didn't you, from the supermarket and everything?
Yeah, too right. And then I was cooking it. I was making my mum cook it, having leftovers for breakfast.
Yeah, you should have filmed it. That would have been awesome.
Fajita gorge, yeah, I like it. Just 8 fajitas in my mouth at one time.
And then was there a moment of realisation at one point? You were just there, your mouth full of fajita, just going, I need to move on.
Yeah, about 3 days in, I was just like, this is just too much now. I've not eaten anything but fajitas for 3 days.
Yeah, at some point like, you need a vegetable, don't you?
Yeah, you actually do.
Thanks, Craig, for that. I'm glad you're over your fajita binge now.
Thanks, Scott. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. You know, we do this thing every year at Radio 1's Big Weekend. We go to the host city of Big Weekend just before the event, and we put on a week of workshops and Q&As and events to inspire you, to entertain you a bit, and hopefully get you the career that you want. It's happening now at the Academy in Norwich. Greg is on air from there this afternoon from 4 o'clock. Don't worry if you can't get to Norwich, though, because you can glance at all of it on the Radio 1 website. All the sessions that they're doing, all the kind of guides to what job you might want to get, music, radio, TV, gaming and film. Go online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Jack and Dean have today already given this tips on how to get started in vlogging. Just put Academy into the Radio 1 website and you'll find everything on there. We'll be adding loads of other videos and links over the week, so keep having a look. Head to the Radio 1 website, it's all there. And Maccabees are playing a live lounge on Thursday for us at the Academy. That was Mark's to prove it. Jamie Melksham had exactly the same thing. After a breakup, his lady that was going out with absolutely hated fajitas. So he's like, well, my ex hated them. So ate them for about 2 weeks. I like people that sometimes, they would buy a pet.
Yes.
Like Amy. Impulse bought a tortoise in the days after a breakup, figured that relationship would outlast any with a bloke. Kate in New York did something similar to Fajita Man. Her ex hated all condiments. what do you mean?
That's a weird one.
To the point where he wouldn't kiss her after eating them. So the first meal she had, when anger took over from obvious sadness, burger and chips with every condiment under the sun. I'm talking mayonnaise, I'm talking mustard, barbecue sauce, ketchup, vinegar, you name it, all on the burger. And it was so good. Hello, Becky.
Hello.
Did you have a funny 5 minutes after a breakup?
I did.
Tell me.
So, it was New Year. It was all going perfect. We've had a few drinks. End up having a huge argument.
Oh, no. This is why I hate New Year's Eve.
I know.
Everything just comes to a head.
So we have a big argument. We decide, right, that's it, breaking up.
So then what do you decide to do?
So I panicked, didn't know what to do with my life, and thought, well, the only option is to apply for the X Factor.
Absolutely.
And what time did you decide this?
Oh, this is at 3 a.m.
Oh, wow.
New Year's Day.
On New Year's Day?
Yep.
How do you go about that at 3 a.m. on New Year's Day?
Well, I Googled it.
And?
As you do. And just put in my application.
Wow. So then did you follow through with this?
Well, I've had an email back and I'll be going to the auditions in Liverpool.
Oh, this is brilliant.
You could be a massive star before too long.
I know. The thing is, we actually got back together and he wants to come to the audition with me.
Oh, yeah, but you've got your...
Well.
Yeah, you've got your story.
You've got your story, so you're definitely going to win.
Exactly.
You've got it all planned out now. Broke up with the boyfriend New Year's Day. They will lap this up.
Yep.
Then I did the application form at 3 a.m. on New Year's Day. Now we're back together. Here he is at the audition. Boom.
You can exactly. See it, can't you, Mills? Imagine you were doing the voiceover for it and it's over chasing cars or something like that. You can just imagine.
Or any Leona Lewis.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? When I make it to the big time, I'll mention you.
Can you, please?
Of course. I'll say this is where it all started.
Yes, where it begins.
Oh. It's all worked out all right in the end.
It has. Good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
Let me know how you get on.
I will do.
Love you, bye.
See you. Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. The thing that most radio and DJs were talking about last week was the massive rash on my head that I managed to pick up in Vietnam. Talk about it on the breakfast show a lot last week. It's actually going, Chris.
It's going down, yeah. Look, I mean, it's only taken a week or so.
Now it looks like I've just walked into a door.
Yes.
But it's better than it was. It was a big, red, old, lumpy mess. Really not very pleasant at all.
Yeah.
But thanks to all the DJs for mentioning it a lot last week. It provided a lot of content for them.
Well, no, don't be like that, because you mentioned it a lot as well. Because I think
it's best to mention it first, but you've got to get in there before people go, what is that on your head?
No, I think everyone wouldn't have said anything. I think really, when you see, I saw so many times you walk up to people and it would be like the first thing that you said.
I'd rather get it out there rather than people just like looking at you and then you see their eyes glance up towards what is a massive mark on your head.
It's going down. This is good news.
Oh, I'm really pleased. And we're off to Norwich. You're going to be getting Leona Lewis wet tomorrow. Who'd have thought that? Like, when you sat in your house in Watford like 10 years ago,
yeah,
did you ever think that I'd be saying to you on Radio 1, you'll be getting Leona Lewis wet tomorrow?
It feels like you're going to start playing sort of emotional music in the background.
Well,
I
normally would play Leona Lewis in the background like an X Factor.
Yes.
I don't have any to hand.
No, I'm living the dream.
You blatantly are. 1:45 tomorrow, and we're going to be at the Academy. Well, we're going tonight and we're doing a couple of sessions tomorrow and the show from there tomorrow, including a mass round of innuendo bingo with Leona, which is going to be amazing. The Scott Mills Daily. Good afternoon, Greg James.
Good afternoon. How's the rash?
funny that. It's gone down a lot, thanks.
Good.
Yeah. I'll be seeing you tonight and you can expect it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having a selfie with it.
Yeah, do it, yeah. So you're at the Academy, the Radio 1 Academy in Norwich. We're heading there after the show. What's been going on this afternoon, Greg?
It has been a brilliant day today. Loads of sessions have been going on. Jake Humphrey's been here with Rick Edwards, and Tina Dehealy's going to be here a bit later. There was a session with Loan and Atlantis earlier today, a guitar masterclass after their live lounge. There's a beatboxing session going on at the minute, and loads of stuff going on tomorrow as well. And I've got an audience for my show today. There's a load of people here,
oh,
so we've rehearsed this. So hello, everybody.
Hello! There they are.
Ready to go.
Did that take much rehearsal?
Well, hang on, we've got another thing which we do. Ready? Ready?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
They're very well trained.
My trousers going up and down.
Yes. In front of a live audience.
What? My belt's okay, broken.
Yeah, well, that was such a weird thing, because they were like, were you just like raising your hands up and down to make them do that? Because it just sounded a bit odd if you couldn't see it.
Whoa! It's a new thing I've been trying out. It's an experiment, guys.
I like it. Keep that in. Keep that in. Right, so Greg's playing Real or No Real from Norwich with us. A selection of facts. Are these real or are we lying?
EastEnders has an official soap archivist whose jobs include keeping a master list of all the characters who have spent the night together.
Okay. Oh. Well, I mean, you would lose track, wouldn't you?
Mm.
What's an archivist? Is that a well-known thing?
So that does archive.
Oh, I see. Okay, right. So it's sort of admin guy, is it?
A bit more important than that.
Wow. I mean, it's quite a boring job, that, isn't it? If you've got to go through every EastEnders episode to work out who's been with who.
Yeah, well, it's kind of bonkmen.
Right, okay.
What I find incredible about EastEnders, and every soap actually, is just the amount of attention to detail with continuity, especially on that live week of EastEnders.
Oh, it's almost stressful, that, though.
I mean, it's just, you know, they have to take pictures of people, because what happened on that live show was the stuff, a lot of it was filmed 8 weeks before, so they've got to be in the same outfit. If it was raining outside, their hair needs to be wet.
Yes.
So what they did was they took a picture of them all, like Ian Beale, for instance, 8 weeks before, and it was raining when they filmed it, and then they have to have the same wet hair when it's the live episode 8 weeks later. It's
fascinating. You're like an oracle of EastEnders knowledge. So you know when it's raining on EastEnders?
Yes.
Is that fake rain?
No.
Or is it real rain?
No, it's just because it was raining outside when they filmed it, because they all film it at Elstree Studios.
Right.
So whatever happens, you have to go out in the rain and film, yeah.
There's also a man whose job it is to look at the clouds and say, 5 minutes till the sun comes out, guys.
Yeah.
That's a real job.
But then there's also a problem is that if it was sunny earlier in the day and then you're recording the another bit of the same scene, you have to wait for it to be sunny again. Yeah. It's a lot of stress.
Well, I can believe if they've got a weather guy on EastEnders, they're going to have an archivist. So I think this is real.
I would also say this is real, but it must be confusing for the characters as well, because they go, have we got off before? Do we fancy each other? Yeah. So I'm going to say real.
I mean, it has to surely be.
That one is real.
Yes, it is real. They do have somebody to... a lot of stuff like that. They have a continuity error possible, you know? So this fact came out in a session at Radio 1's Academy in Norwich yesterday, where some of the crew of EastEnders were on stage answering questions about what it's like to work in film and TV. See, these sessions are good at the Academy. I also found out the other day that when you walk into the Queen Vic, let's say you were going to, so you walk into the door, but then the actual Queen Vic isn't in there.
Oh no, don't say that.
I found that out. I hated that when I found that out.
Yeah, when you see them, so it's a separate shot, you see them walk into the actual Queen Vic, and then when you see them walk in on TV, it's a studio.
Oh no.
Sorry about that.
It's like when you find out the truth about stuff, it's like when my mum saw an interview with someone from the Archers, and she went, "He doesn't look like that, it's ruined my life."
Yeah, it's a problem. Yeah, they're all studio sets, there's nothing in those houses. Has that really annoyed you, Chris?
Yeah, it does. That bugs me a little bit, yeah.
And next,
Alexander Armstrong, the host of BBC quiz show Pointless, has signed with Warner Records and is due to release his debut album this summer.
No.
What? He's gone solo then, has he? He's not bringing the other one with him.
What, where's Richard?
No, it's not.
No, they don't always come as a pair, I don't think.
They should. They should always.
Absolutely.
It should be a duets album.
Can you imagine this, though? Alexander Armstrong of Pointless singing.
What is he doing? Is he doing facts and stuff? Was it like sort of educational songs?
Well, I don't know. He just says he signed with Warner Records and releasing a debut album this summer.
He used to do an advert where he was singing, I'm fairly certain, for a certain drinks company. So I think this is going to be real. I'm going to go real. I'm going to buy the album.
Are you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, defo.
We could try and book him for the Academy, maybe.
Yes.
Last minute booking. What are you saying, Greg?
No real.
The answer is...
That one is real.
Yes, it is. Okay, so imagine my surprise. There I was watching the VE Day concert on Saturday. BBC One. First person to come out and sing was Alexander Armstrong off of Pointless. How confusing.
What was he singing?
Just singing songs from the war, wartime songs.
Oh, right.
Songs from the war?
Yeah, because it was a V-Day celebration. No, this one he's doing is a classical album. He was actually a classical chorister as a child, and he did perform at this weekend's VE Day celebrations. It was just very confusing to see him walk out, and he was the first person on at the concert that day.
Alexander Armstrong sings Songs from the War, out Monday.
And next...
Once a week, Leona Lewis has a Skype catch-up with fellow X Factor 2006 contestant, Ray Quinn.
Yes.
Why? Is it scheduled in? It seems like it seems a bit sort of regimented, really.
It's in her phone as a meeting every week.
I call Quinn.
I think it's one of those things, you know, like when you go on holiday and you meet someone new and you say, right, we're going to write to each other every week.
Yeah.
Promise you, we're going to do this every week. We're going to be pen pals. If that's... Pen pals are a bit... but you know what I mean? We're going to stay in touch. Every week we're going to speak. And it goes well for a couple of weeks. And then after that, it's done.
Definitely. It's definitely holiday friends.
Yes.
It's absolutely...
Yeah.
But she's being a bit too loyal, I think, to holiday friend Ray Quinn. I think.
Let's not forget that when she won, Ray Quinn did come second.
Did he?
Yes. It was a battle between Ray and Leona. No one could see who was going to win on that one. Real or no real, Greg James?
I think maybe it's just stupid enough to be real. Real.
Yes, I'm going to go real.
Are you sure? Okay.
That one is no real.
Of course they don't.
Can you make it happen tomorrow, though?
Yeah, when she plays Inuna Bingo in Norwich at the Academy tomorrow, let's call Quinn.
Please do.
I wonder if she still got his number. At the end of that round of Real or No Real...
Okay, I got 20, Greg got 10.
Oh. Sorry, Greg.
Oh. Oh, dear. Great start to the week. From me. That was bad.
In 5 minutes, Greg's on from the Academy in Norwich. What have you got today?
loads of stuff from the Academy today. We have got Jake Humphrey. We will chat to Rick Edwards. We've got Tina Dehealy coming on. We've got some of the highlights from the day today. And amazingly, at 5:10, two of my old school teachers are here.
Oh, no, that's always awkward. That's happened to me before. You'll still call them Mrs. and Mr. whatever. That's Monday's show. We are back tomorrow, live from Radio 1's Academy in Norwich. And getting wet is Leona Lewis on Innuendo Bingo with about 20 other people. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.